Okay, this is who's in charge of this?
We have the Old Faithful.
Chelik Shir. Do you take care of this? Oh, sorry, this is a new one. That's Chelik too.
Okay, the Gemara says, Tzadik Gimel, Mral of the bottom. Tzadik Gimel, Mral of the bottom, two lines up from the bottom. So we just finished talking about what happened to Daniel, what happened to Hanani Mishol Azariah. And now the Gemara is going to discuss another thing that has something to do with Hanani Mishol Azariah as well. But as an important limit for us, we'll take out of the Gemara. Amar of Tancham Doresh Bar Kapora, the two lines up in the Mabit Tzipari. Bar Kapora Darshan in Tzipari, Maidik Siv Sheish Hasa'ir Ma'ilet. These six barleys, Nasali, it's talking about by Rus, that Boyaz gave Rus this amount of barley called. Now the question is going to be, what was he giving? He gave six as opposed to five, as opposed to nine. You don't find that it should tell me exactly how many barleys he gave. It's got to be a limud why the pasuk tells us that specific amount. So the Gemara says that when it says sheish asur ma'il and usali, Gemara says mas sheish asur. What does it mean? He gave us. How does it say he gave us six? He gave a afuke five. And what happened if he would have given five, or he would have given seven? So it's coming for a limud. Ilay meshe sur mamish. If it means he gave mamish such a small amount, chidargas shaboy litim atono she sarim. Does it make any sense that Boyaz would give such a small amount? It's like just imagine you go to this farm of Boyaz and he has tremendous amount of stuff and you're hungry, you need something, and he gives you six little barley seeds. Six seeds. Rashi calls it garinim. The seeds. If it happened, you definitely don't want to document it. It doesn't make sense that you'd walk away with six little things like that. That can't be what Boyaz gave. That's Shayach, says the Gemara. So therefore, it must be Ella Sheish Se'in. No, six Se'in, which means Sheish Kavin, or Sheish Lugin, which means a tremendous amount. You know, suitcases and suitcases.
Yeah. So how do we change from a sign to a
That
to
means that when it said over here, no, when it said Sheish Asa'urim, it doesn't say Sheish Wat. So initially we assume it means barley kernels, garinim, seeds. So we said it doesn't make any sense. So Elamai, when it said Sheish, it meant Sheish suitcases. Now Lugin, a much more amount, which was more of a cover dick for someone like Boyaz to give. If Rus is coming for food, he's not going to give us six seeds, he'll give us six suitcases. That makes sense. So El Sheish Se'in. So the Gemara said, Chidarka Shalisha Lito Sheish Se'in. Is it the derech of a lady to schlep such a burden, so much stuff? You need wagons, it's a tremendous amount of stuff. So the problem is, too little doesn't make any sense to us. Can't understand it. Too much is not, it doesn't work. So therefore, what it must be, says the Gemara, that Sheish was just being symbolic. He gave her whatever the normal amount is. But the pasuk is alluding to a separate limud. And therefore the Gemara says, Ela remes. It's a symbol. Ela remes lo shasit and shisha banim lotzis mimena. There will be six children that will come out from her. Shemizborchin b'sheish brachas, that will have the blessing of six separate brachas. Now, keep in mind what's going on over here. We're talking about Rus. Now, we don't need the whole history, but a quick recap. Where did Rus come from? From Moab. And she hooked on to Naomi, and then when it came up, it was time for her to basically put up a leave. Like, she said, look, where you go, I go. Where you're living, I'm going to live. Where you're going to die, I'm going to die. she stuck to her, she didn't budge. Whereas we know Ruth stuff go by, but Orpah left. You don't hear from her too much in a good light. So you see the koyach that she had to stand the nisayon that she was faced with, she overcame that. And therefore her boy was telling her, bracha, you should know you're gonna have six children that are gonna have six brachas. Now who are these six children? So Gemara tells us, Elohim David, Umashiach, Daniel, Hananya, Mishael, Vazaria. Now those are six very, it's a heavy bracha. You know, it's a tremendous thing. To have these six children come from Ruth teaches us many, many lessons. Many, and that's not the topic of tonight's conversation, but just you should just know, I think I heard it first, I think the middle ones, that Moshe Rabbeinu was a kfar peh. From when he was a baby and he was going to touch the crown, and the Malach came and put his hands over to the coals. You know the story. He was a baby, and he tried grabbing Pari's crown over his head, the Medrash says. So he brought all of his, you know, advisors in to figure out what to do, and they decided this guy, you got to get rid of him. So they put him to a test to see if he just grabbed it because it was shiny or because he's really a chacham. And he was going to grab the jewels, but Amalek came and put his hand in the coals, and it saved his life. But his hands were hot, so he put it into his mouth and he burnt his mouth. Okay? And see, the whole thing is like the whole thing is a nest, because if you ever stop to think about it, it happens to us all the time. If you really think about it, anybody who's dealing at all in the kitchen or have to deal with the radiator or is a plumber, many times, unfortunately, our hands get burnt. We're too close to the fire, and it happens, you know. And the initial thing is you put your hand in your mouth. You know what ends up happening is the fingers stays burnt and nothing happens to your mouth because it doesn't conduct heat. It doesn't. If you took a boiling hot spoon, which was hot, and you stuck that in your mouth, that could burn your tongue. And that happens all the time. If the soup is too hot, or you do a microwave something, and something's very, very hot, that thing on your tongue could burn your tongue. But it retains the heat. But a person's finger, it just doesn't work. So the whole thing obviously is a mess, because you could put your hand on fire, unless the hand is actually on fire. When you stick it into your mouth, is that gonna burn your tongue? It just doesn't work. Scientifically, it doesn't work. Try it.
He didn't put the coal in itself.
If he put the coal in, the question is if he was able to pick it up. If you put the coal in his mouth, that would take care of that problem. Because I guess that would be the answer to that. If he actually took the etzem coal itself, that would take care of the problem. But again, Lamaisa, what it ends up happening is, you saw from there that he was the leader and the spokesman for Klal Yisrael, even though he was a kvad pet. I mean, you don't have to be perfect, and yet you could be the leader. Ruth came from her background, but yet she had David HaMelech, and Mashiach is coming from there. We wait for Mashiach, and Mashiach came from us. So you see, Yichus is a nice thing, but everybody builds their own Yichus. It was one of the things that he always used to say. Rabbi Vigmil used to say, we have our own Yichus. We have a tremendous ability. We could start the tree right here. Okay, so some people have trees with more branches. We could start it from here and our children will have a tree. In other words, we shouldn't ever think, because sometimes it happens that a guy says, I got on the bus late. I didn't start learning until I was 30. Rabbi Kiva started when he was 40. Lamai said, oh, but Rabbi Kiva was smarter. Well, it was back in the day when there wasn't so many issues. There's so many people who started learning late in their lives and really created tremendous accomplishments. Tremendous accomplishments they had. Tremendous accomplishments. And we don't even know how it's rated. A person could do one mesechta, and the reason why I'm saying this is because I guess I feel a little guilty. I think I told you this once. How many times I started Daf Yomi just to peter out. So today I heard they're starting a new Masechta. So I was like, okay. But because I didn't even get that bathing. It was like, because I was busy doing other things, but we don't realize how the bus is Baruch Hashem stopping at every stop. We have to keep davening to have the brains to get on the bus. No matter how old we are, no matter how busy we are, even if we miss the last three stops, doesn't mean. So they said 9 months from now is going to be the same as us. So a guy said, okay, I'll start then. We will do it. I went today, I got to tell you, I went today and I was speaking to some of you in the Kremlin. And you should know, it was interesting to see, there are 15, 20 different people I spoke to today about it. Not one thought about, okay, start today, in Bechayris, wherever they're holding. No. It was all, you know what, Mitzvah Hashem, when they get the bracha, I'm going to start. Now, I said that 7 years ago. I said it 14 years ago. And I said it 21 years ago, and nothing ever happened. So what do I think this time is going to be any different? But that's the tchuna. The Yitzhar is very good. You know, you can't start now. It's ridiculous. Come on, wait the 9 months.
Pirkei Avos shows differently.
What?
Pirkei Avos says differently.
Right.
That's why each parent starts off with Kol Yisro Yeshel Hem, Kol Yisro Yeshel Hem. It's never too late.
Never too late.
In the middle.
That's right. And not only that, I'll tell you a very interesting thing that I noticed myself, but it's true. Most of the time, almost all the time, when we set a date in the future to start something, something comes up to be Menea. Something's Mafria. All the time. I remember that when Rav Avigdor Milevsky used to start a new shir. So the way it would be, we would announce on Shabbos, tomorrow morning, 9:45, we're starting a new perek in the Masechta or whatever. And Mirza Hashem, we just finished this and this Masechta. Last week, Tuesday, every night he had a shir in a different masechta. He had a few different masechtas. He would give shir on 20 different masechtas at the same time, or 10 different masechtas at the same time. Because every day there was a morning schedule and an evening schedule. Sunday there was an afternoon schedule. And he used to do different masechtas and different prakas. And he would give everybody, there's an opportunity for everybody, he would announce. But it wasn't like, okay, on the third Tuesday in March, we're starting. No, because so much is going to happen between now and then, it will never happen. So sometimes he would say, look, we're going to be finishing this perek Linad on Monday and starting the new perek in this Masechta on Monday. Like, it all happened. There wasn't enough time for the Yetzer Hara to get in there and say, you know what, push it off. It already had started. And that, I don't know if this was a Cheshbon or not, but the Maisa, there was a tremendous capability. There was tremendous resiliency on the Olam over there, the Balabatim, and there was perseverance because they, before the Yetzer was able to say, oh, come on, it's cold outside, stay in bed, or, oh, you're old, you're tired, you retired already, take it easy, they're already one block, two block into the new parak. So they had a running start. So it's an interesting thing. It could be there was a little cheshbon to that. But Lamaisa, it's just an opportunity to think about that. So why didn't I start the new parak today? I'll tell you the truth. I thought about it like 4 or 5 times during the day. I didn't have anybody to do it with. So I think I'll do it myself. But I can't do it myself. It's too hard. So I procrastinated again, like I did with the last Masechta when they started Chulin, and like they did before that. So I'm being mechazik myself. Maybe I'll still get on board because I'm only one block behind. But Rus took advantage of what the opportunities presented it, and you see what she was blessed with, that she was able to have 6 children with 6 brachas. Now the Gemara is going to explain what happened. The Gemara says that Beloin David and Mashiach Daniel Chanani Mishav Azariah. David, what was the case with David? Sin. Yan Echad Me'an Orim. Vayomer Hinei Isi I see Ben Yishai. Yishai was David's father. Beis alachmi, yedea nagon, knows how to sing and play his harp, a gibar, chayil, and he's a warrior, ish melchama, v'novein, dovein, he understands things, ish tayar, and his opinion is listened to, the Hashem, imayin, Hashem is with him all the time. If you add it up, there are six different praises that are the brachas that David HaMelech had. Doeg said it with an evil eye to Shaul. Yedea nagun sheyedea lishol gibor sheyedea lahoshiv. A nagun that knew how to do it, and a gibor that knew how to answer. He knew this ish mechamish sheyedea lisa. Felitim mechamta shel Torah. He was able to fight in Torah. He was able to learn Torah, and he knew he understood it. So basically, what happened was Doeg was giving over to Shaul all of the different praises about David HaMelech. However, he was very sinister. He was being malshin. He was trying to create a situation that Shaul would become jealous of David and therefore kill him. That's what he wanted to accomplish. And the Maaseh is he did get Shaul quite angry, as we're going to see. And Shaul attempted to kill David many times. He wasn't successful. But it wasn't because Doeg didn't try. Doeg tried his hardest. He wasn't able to get it done. But if he would have had his way, Doeg, Shaul would have killed David HaMelech. B'kulu amalu yenisim b'ni kemayu. Shaul said, yenisim, my son, has all of these milas. As Doeg was delineating, he was giving over each mila. So he said, yeah, my son Yenison has that too. But kivin the amul of Hashem imoi, milsa dividide nami loy havebe, that Shaul HaMelech himself didn't have, that Hashem agreed with him. So therefore, cholish daite, the ikne, and he got jealous of David HaMelech. The ikne bei, the bishol ksiv of chash yifne yarshia, of a dove ksiv of chash yifne yatsliach. That means David HaMelech had one of the milas that even Shaul didn't have. Forget about Shaul's son. But Shaul HaMelech was not as great as David in this Nakuda. And therefore, he got angry, he got jealous of David HaMelech, and he wanted to kill David HaMelech. Now, the Gemara just fears us a couple more lines. Menolim the Doeg Ave, Ksivacha, because it says, Vayan Echer Man Arim. It says, one of the Arim answered, Beyuchad Shimon Arim, Uksivacha, Meshem Ishme. So you see from the fact that it puts the two psukim here together that it was talking about Doeg. Doeg went out of his way to say basically Lashon Hara, but to give over in a bad way. It doesn't mean Lashon Hara the way we know it. To say, oh, this guy did a bad thing. No. He was trying to create that there would be sinna and kinna between Shaul HaMelech and David. So what he did with this, he tried to meet Simon. He said, look, you know what David could do? David could do this. Oh, really? Yeah, my son Yenison could do it. Or David could do this. Ah, my son could do that. Until he got to the last thing, he said, Hashem Yimoy. Hashem's with him. When David HaMelech passed him something, Hashem agreed with him. And this Shaul had a problem, because not only doesn't his son have that, but he himself didn't have that. That created a tremendous kinnah. Now, the Maaseh Mishnah of it says, Paradalit, Mishnah says, a kinnah that covered about Taiva Matinas Adam and Oilam. Kinnah is one of the most natural Midas Royce that people, I don't know if we're born with it or we inherit it or we find it and we have it in such a tremendous dose sometimes we don't even realize. And if you really think about it for a second, there's different parts to kinna. Something that we find that it destroys people's lives in this world. And Or Yahil, the Rebbe of Shalom Shadron, brings down when it says Mitzvahs Adam and Olam, even it means really also Olam Haba. We all know that there are people who lost the Olam Haba in Gemara, Chagiga, and grabbed in Sanhedrin as well. The people who went after Covenant, the people who had Kina, they didn't only lose this world, but they also lost in the next world. Now, the Maisa, Kina is an interesting thing, because it works in different ways. You have a Kina where you just want what someone else has. That means you don't mind if that other guy has a fancy car. You want one too. You're happy for him. You'll even help him get it. But you also want one. Then there's another kinna, which is you can't stomach that that guy has that. You just can't, you can't handle it. Every time you see it, it makes your blood boil. It's another darga of kinna. Now, we all know Zeluma Zevi Mida has a tzad toif to it. And you know when it comes to learning, it's brought down kinna seif from Tarba Chachma. Someone who has kinna sefer, kinna of a sefer, someone who's the idea sefer, someone who's learning, it's tarba chachma. It is chachma. And I said this is pshat actually in the Gemara. The Gemara says, in pogabach menuvel mashchele beis hamedrash. If the menuvel comes to you, you should slap him into the beis hamedrash. And it says, if evenu, he's going to melt. Meitzu, it's mitzpoitzit, all break away. Menuvel zero yetzahara. It means like this. The Gemara says, if you see, if the yetzahara is coming to chop you, coming to get you to do something that you're going to regret. So the Gemara says, shlep him into the Beis HaMedrash. So the questions on this are very obvious. The Ma'alos HaTorah, which is written by the Gruz brother, he has two questions. Question number one is, Ashkele Beis HaMedrash. We have enough problems when we're in Beis HaMedrash trying to concentrate and learn and not fall asleep and space out and get distracted with our Blackberries as it is. We don't want to bring the Yetzirah into Beis HaMedrash. That's the last place we want him. This is our little, like, Ari Miklat, where we can get away from the Yetzirah so we can finally be away from all of our distractions. And the Gemara says, if you have a Yetzirah, bring him into Beis HaMedrash. It's counterproductive. Why would you want to do that? It's a very good question. I don't know if you ever stopped to think about it, but it's a very good question.
I just the place, though.
What?
It's not just the place, the Beis HaMedrash. It's what you do there. Then.
I understand, but you don't want him there. What? That's correct. Rashi Torah Tavlin. Tavlin will do it. But what happens if... I don't know, but let's talk about the guy who comes in and he has his iPod and his iPhone and he's got a Yetzirah to do something wrong, and okay, bring him into Beis HaMedrash, he comes to Beis HaMedrash and he opens up his iPhone. So the Torah is Tamlin if he learns Torah, but the Torah is only Marzal Achsan, so the Torah comes and knocks on the door. But if you don't open the door and let the Torah in, the Torah is going to leave. The Torah doesn't force you to learn him. Now this is the famous Kasha, that it says, that lo yomish mi Torah mi picha mi zach mi zer zacha mi atav adolam. That someone who has three generations of Torah, it will never leave him. So, Rav Zemula once asked his brother, Chaim Elojan, Zalman asked, I think it was him, he says, what do you mean? Avram Yitzhak Yaakov. So why is it that we don't have the Torah? We have three generations in a row, so we should be guaranteed that. And yet we find so many of us, most of us, are not sitting and learning Torah all day long. So he answered, yeah, because when the Torah comes and knocks on the door, you have to open the door and let it in. But if instead you take a look, you see, oh, it's only a Meshulach, and you slam the door, so the Torah is going to go somewhere else. That's going to happen. So it's a guarantee it will come back to us. What's not guaranteed is if we're going to open up our hands and take it with Shtei Yadayim and grab onto the Torah. But the Ma'alos HaTorah, the brother of the Gra, he asked, Meshchel LeBeis HaMedrash, why do you want to schlep him into the Beis HaMedrash? And then he asks another question, which is even a bigger pellet. But Shechela Beis HaMedrash means you gotta schlep him in there. That means, without schlepping him, he's not there. Asks the Ma'alot HaTorah, he's there already. How many times we catch ourselves in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei thinking about Mabakach? I told you this a few times. The Shalom Shadron used to speak and he made fun of himself about the guy who was in the middle of davening Shemoneh Esrei. Suddenly someone punches him in the chest and he quickly looks around to see what's happening and he realized he was in the middle of Atachon. And that was his joke, but it's a serious thing. How many times did I say Mashi Baruch? I don't know, I woke up, I was by Baruch Aleinu. What happened to the first few brachas? How many times we forget Yalva Yavai? Because we don't even remember saying Mitzay. Did I say it? Did I not say it? What Masechta? What? Where am I holding? It happens so much. The Yitzhar is always there, and yet the Gemara says Mashkel Beis HaMedrash. Schlep him in, mashma then, otherwise he wouldn't be there. So the Ma'alot HaTorah didn't understand what's going on. First of all, why do I want him there? Second of all, he's there anyways. What does it mean I have to schlep him there? So he went and he asked his brother. He asked the Grah. And the Grah said, are you so good? He says, yeah, the HR is there anyways. Yeah, the HR is everywhere. There's no place that the HR is at. But go into Beis Medrash and tell the HR, Mashkeu, schlep him in with you and make a deal with him. And say, you want me to do this and this over here. I'm going to feel guilty afterwards. So let's make a deal. I really should be learning Torah because Hashem wants me to learn Torah. I'll learn Torah now to finish the Masechta and make a seam and get covered. Okay? That I'll give in to you, Yetzara. Now let me learn. That means, learn Shaloi Lishma. Learn Shaloi Lishma. Learn to get covered. But Mashkel Lebeis HaMedrash, if you'll do that, Lo'olam Yilmud Adam Torah Shaloi Lishma Shemiter Shaloi Lishma Balishma. You'll get there. Eventually you'll learn Torah for Torah's sake. And not because you're going to get some ulterior motive. I'm an Asakab of Pras. It says the Grah. That's what the Gemara is referring to. Barasulei Yitzhar, Barasulei Torah, Tavlin. It's only if you take the Torah and you learn it. But, learn it Shalei Lishma. Have Kiddush Sefer. Say to yourself like this. I'm going to come to Shul, and there's 100 people davening in Shul. Added at 100 people, there are 7 that go to Daf Yomi. Now I'm just making up numbers because I don't know. But just you plug in the proper numbers, okay? We all daven in a shul. Whatever shul we go to, there's at least one person in that shul that's going to Daf Yomi. Probably more than one. It might not be that we're in that group. Now, in 9 months from now, they're going to be making a Siyum HaShas. We're going to be so jealous. We are going to be so jealous. He's making a Siyum HaShas. I was in Madison Square Garden 7 years ago and in the Nassau Coliseum and I was there at the time when they were Masayim the Shas and they started again. And I was Makabal that I was going to do it and I started Brachas Dark. And I petered out in Daf Yud. But then I came back again with a vengeance in Kedushin. And it beat it out in Baba Kama. And I tried again when we got to Zavachim and I made it to Daf Beis. And you're going to sit there and you're going to go crazy from Kina. So what are you going to do? You're going to sit there and you're going to say, you know something? I hate that guy's guts because he did it. No. That doesn't work. I hope his car gets totaled. Yeah, that works if the guy has a fancy car and you're jealous, so you could always dive in 3 times a day. I want his car to get total because if I can have it, at least he shouldn't have it. That's what a guy with kinna does. He's waiting for an accident to happen so he could go over and make believe he feels bad. But really, inside, he's saying, it's Kamatan. He shouldn't have got it anyhow. What does a person do when it comes to Ruchnias? Kinna Seif from Taibachach with a Mud Nazach. Because you don't hate the guy for making a Sima Shas. What do you... He should, on his way to the Sima Shas, twist his ankle, break his foot, and not make it there. No, no, that rich, that wicked we're not. That we're not doing. So what's going on? The only thing that can happen is that we can finally wake up and say, you know something? I can also do it. I can also learn a page a day for 7 years. And in 7 years from now, be one of those people by the Sima Shas getting covered. That's where we could use kinna and grow. We're not on Pinchas' Madrega. Pinchas went and killed Zimi ben Solu. Why? Why? Because of Kinnas Hashem. He was so angry that someone could be Mavaza and be Mechal Hashem Shemayim, that sticking up for the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he went and he killed Zimi. Okay, we're not on that Madrega. We're not. How many times we see people, unfortunately, Yidden, from a Yidden, not from a Yidden, that make Chil Hashem? Do we lose sleep over it? When one Yid goes and hits another Yid, and we try to go to sleep at night time, do we need a sleeping pill to go to sleep? Because this Yid was Mechal Hashem Shemayim. No, we're not on that Madrega. We're just not. One day, maybe we will be, but right now, we go to sleep fine. This Reuven hit Shimon, now Shimon's in the hospital. Who cares why they hit each other? But that there should be such a chil Hashem Shemayim. It should knock us out of bed. If Pinchas was around, he'd be a one-man wrecking crew. He'd be going around making sure that anybody who does chil Hashem pays with his life. He couldn't sit by and tolerate it. He was just boiling. Okay, that's a madriga of kinna. We're not there yet. But at least the guy sitting next to me in shul, he somehow figures out how to do that for yomi. Oh, he has a better head than me. So I'm going to do amid yomi and finish it in 14 years. My mind doesn't work with Gemara. I'm not really into Gemara. I do much better with halacha. It's more practical. Okay, so do amid yomi and Mishnah Berurah. You'll finish that in a couple of years. No, but see, halacha also, it's hard. I'm much better with Chumash and Rashi. That's my limit. So do Chumash and Rashi and finish the five books. Bereishis Shmos, finish it. You know how many times I started doing Chumash and Rashi, and if I get to Revi'i, I did good? What about from Revi'i to the end of the Parsha? What about those Rashis? They feel deprived. And then by the time I get to Vayikra, forget about it. Forget it. And you know what happens? It's karbonis. It's very hard. But when I get to Bamidbar, then I'm going to do it again. Right? It doesn't happen. Why? Because it's a very interesting thing that the Yetzer Hara that normally drives a person to be jealous, that Yetzer Hara versus the Yetzer Hara that's driving us to be jealous when it comes to Kinnas Seferim is winning the battle. If we all want covered, so why don't we also do Daf Yomi and make the Sima Shas or learn Halacha and become and get Tzimicha and learn and know something? That should give us covered. It should give us something. It'll motivate us. That motivating factor ends up wearing off, and you end up learning because you enjoy the learning. I'll tell you personally, many years ago, it was Tufton and Zion already, so 15 years ago, 16 years ago, when I was doing my Yoredeya program, I wanted to at the time, I'd been married a handful of years, and I felt that my parents and my in-laws would, I guess, get behind me if I was not just learning, but I was also like doing smicha. I thought it would give them nachas or something. And I wanted also to like recharge my batteries, because after learning Gemara for many, many years, and I was married a few years, and I had children, it was distracting, and I needed partners. There was a lot of reasons to just say, you know, something cool was nice, okay, so I guess I'm gonna go find something else to do. So I decided, let me try a different program of learning, and I started working on this and I started taking tests, and I had a drive like I never had before with any of my learning. It was an amazing thing that the Yetzer was so powerful. He was able to even get me to learn, because I knew I was going to get smicha from Mela because the Lord Lishma. But the funny thing was, is that after a couple of years, it took me a few years, because I didn't do it the regular way. I did a whole different limud to make it work. But as the year, as the months turned into years, I started enjoying it. Because I finally saw that I was knowing something for the first time, I thought. And mainly, if I felt good about it, so I started enjoying it. So what started out first as COVID-driven, I saw myself in a matter of a year, I was already enjoying it, and by 18 months, it was just like, yeah, I want to get smicha, that's why I'm doing it, but I'm loving every minute of it. Nothing felt better than to hear two people talking about how they just messed up the microwave, and I knew exactly how to tell them how to kosher it. Like, I felt great. Like I started enjoying the learning, for the learning Shabbat also. And the truth of the matter is that Torah is very sweet, but we don't do it for a long enough period of time to let the sweetness touch us. That's why Shir is such a hard thing, and we're tired, and learning is harder. But when we go, you know, we don't have that same, you know, let's say tell you, Shmuel Birnbaum, Amotzi and Kippah, in his 80s, after he finished fasting the entire day, davening the entire day, and went outside and said to Kiddush Levana, when everybody else ran to go eat, he went back in and he sat and learned until 12 o'clock. 4 hours, 4.5 hours, from Mifta Meir. Because he didn't have a chance to learn. So someone would say to him, but you gotta eat. And he said, yeah, I am. I'm eating Taisus. I'm in the middle of eating a shtickle Rashi. And that's what he did. That's exactly what he did. It was an amazing thing. But they didn't come from nowhere. It came from years and years and a life worth of toil. That's how they work. They ate to survive. But the real eating was this. And it was Vaharavna. It was mama's sweet. It was delicious. Why? Because they love Torah. But us and our Madrega, we love COVID. So we also want to be part of the Dafyomi, so let's do it. But if we can't do Dafyomi because it's too hard for us, we should do an Amid. If it's too hard for us, we are not too good with Gemara because there's no Nekudis and we don't want to buy it with the Nekudis, do Halacha. There's so many things that we could all participate in on a regular basis. And the question is if we do it, present company included. I also got to get on board. We mechazik each other. But the emes is that kinna is the only kinna worthwhile having right now. Kinna safer. That guy, you know what they said by his chasa, that he never missed a tefillah b'tziba since his bar mitzvah. That's an amazing feat. I had a Talmud of mine whose parents were very makbel at Tzilu B'tzibur. He's a 20-year-old and he had a hernia thing and he had to be in the hospital for an operation. There was a complication. He should have been out at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Instead, he got out later and we went straight from the hospital straight to the local stiel to get his minion because he didn't want to miss a minion. Like, the guy was in pain. He could barely walk. It looked like he was on a horse. Mom, he couldn't move. But he had to make his minyan. I was embarrassed. So that I started to be machazik, my own minyan, going because of him. 23 years younger than me and a Talmud of me, and I learned from him. At Kinesifer. That's right. If he can go, I can't go. Many times I'm exhausted and I want to sit down by Chazar Shashat. And all I do is I have that picture of me. This pastor, Shchodesh El, by Chazar Shashatz and Mincha, by Yom Kippur Cotton, that Rav Eliashiv, Zal Gesundheit and Stark, stood the entire time. And every time I saw him, he wouldn't sit for Chazar Shashatz. And he won't sit when the Arkadish is open. Aramaya finds him, Tzadik Levracha, would sit all the way in the back of the Beis by Ne'ilah, because he wouldn't stay in his seat because he knew he might have to sit down. He didn't want to be anywhere where he could see the Aron Kodesh. So the 100-year-old Gadol, he has to stay in Chazor HaShatz. But me, I'm allowed to sit? How could I? So I'm just saying, these are the things we could learn from to make ourselves different. Oh boy. So again, remember, we're now...